This is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper from Cooper Financial Investments. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Brad provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Financial Armor Show. My name is Brad Cooper, the president of Cooper Financial Investments, and I want to welcome my co-host, Tony Shore. How are you doing, Tony?
I am doing great today, Brad. Great to be here with you. I had a good Thanksgiving. I ate too much as usual, but got to spend time with family, and that's always fun. How about you?
Wonderful past week, other than just meeting with a lot of wonderful clients and wonderful new people, had some time to spend with my family, which is always, you know, enjoyable and precious, especially when you're dealing with aging parents and in-laws like we both are, as we were talking about before, but very thankful for my family. And that's probably the most enjoyment I have when I'm not working.
Oh, well, that's great. And I know you're really close with your family, and it means a lot to you to spend time with family. So I'm glad you got a chance to do that over the Thanksgiving holidays. And we had a lot to be thankful for, so that's good. But the holiday season is upon us, and people start thinking about their finances. That's one thing we start thinking about. And we're almost at the end of the year. This year flew by faster than ever, didn't it?
I mean, it did. I'll never forget, Tony, when I was about 4 or 5 years of age, many, many decades ago, my grandmother said, "Now, Brad, each year you get older, time is going to go by faster." And wow, was she right. It seemed like we're just celebrating New Year's Day, you know, last week, and now we're approaching Christmas. Unbelievable.
I can't believe it. You know, I heard that growing up as a kid, you know, "Oh, time's going to go fast when you're older. It goes a lot faster." I'm like, "Oh, whatever. You know, you're just saying that." But I tell you, every year it goes by faster and faster. It is amazing. I wonder why that is.
I don't know. But, you know, it's really changed the way I advise, Tony. After being in this industry for 30 plus years, I would say more so in the last 2 to 3 years, I have changed a lot of the way I advise. And what I mean by that is, just because of some health issues I went through about 4 years ago, and my wife now going through current health issues and dealing with clients and friends that are going through health issues, and a lot are losing their spouses as well, I'm realizing that not only does time go fast, but it's precious. And the way I'm changing my advising is, of course, be a good steward of your money, but also live every day. Go out and enjoy the fruits of your labor. And whether it's traveling, if that's what you like to do, great. If not, you know, bless your family with it, but enjoy what you have and worked and sacrificed so hard for the last 30, 40 years.
Which is why people should have a plan going into retirement and not just wing it, because you've worked so hard for it. Time does fly. You want to be able to enjoy what time we have. And I think that's really a good point you make. Now, you're giving us a year-end financial tune-up, talking about giving our finances that year-end tune-up. Where do you want to start with this topic today, Brad?
Well, Tony, I came across an article by Bankrate titled "Greg McBride's End of Year Financial Checklist and Tasks to Complete and to Consider." You know, as you talk about planning, most people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. And I had a mentor tell me that many, many years ago. And so let's just talk about a little bit as far as maybe things to look at as you approach the end of the year that are very important that most of us don't think about, because like most of us, we're thinking about Christmas now, food, presents, all the fun stuff, right?
Yeah.
But, we a lot of times like to put this on the back burner, but like we talked about in previous shows, Tony, the last quarter of each year is the most important when it comes to planning.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. We want to make sure that we have a plan for our spending, especially headed into the holidays and the new year, right?
That's right. So first on the list is review your spending patterns this past year and use that information and the amount of money that you spent the past year on putting together a plan on going into 2024. And really, when it comes down to it, is looking at that nasty B word, which we don't like to talk about. And what's that nasty B word? It's called budget.
Budget. That's a dirty word, the B word. For people, they don't like to hear it.
But either you're going to control your money or your money is going to control you. And especially in today's world with inflation, the last couple of years increasing, it just seems like every time I get gas, go to the grocery store, we're spending 10, 20, 30% more than what we did 3 years ago, which is just crazy.
Yeah. It is. And one thing I want to say, before my wife and I did a monthly budget and sat down together and looked at our statements and went over what our spending would be in the next month, before we did that, we had so much more stress with our, because of our finances, the not knowing. People think, I don't want to sit down and discuss finances with my spouse. I don't want to do a budget, whether you're single or married. People just put off or don't want to do it. But once you do it, that's a great way to relieve any financial stress. And it's just like a burden lifted, really, once you get a budget in place.
So true. I just had this conversation over Thanksgiving with my daughter and future son-in-law. They're getting married in 2024, which we're so excited about. But
that's awesome.
The conversation I had was something that a mentor told me maybe 25, 30 years ago. He said, Brad, you got to understand the term SOL. And I said, SOL, what's that? Standard of living. And the example he gave me, Tony, which applies to everyone, including myself, 20, 30 years ago, he said, Brad, if you're making $30,000 a year and your expenses are $10,000, you have a $20,000 standard of living. Not bad. However, most of us think the more money we make, the better we're going to be off. So now look at this person over here that's making $100,000 a year. Now their expenses and their spending habits are $95,000 a year. So their standard of living is $5,000. So who's better off? The one making $100,000 or the one making $30,000 in that example? And there's a lot of truth to that, because we think if we could only make more money, you know, that helps, but it's not the solution of taking control of your finances. And it goes back, Tony, to what you just said, is that budget, and that does minimize stress. I have been there a few times in my life, and there's no worse thing, in my opinion, other than maybe losing a loved one, than financial stress and being in financial prison.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the number one thing that causes a stress or divorce in marriages, too, is finances. That's the number one cause. And so if you have a budget and you openly discuss your finances, you just remove that burden and that piece of it. And it is so helpful. For me personally, anyway, and my wife and I, it just really, really helps. And we notice it. If we skip a month and don't budget that month, we have problems. and then it's not, it gets stressful again. So every month we sit down and do the next month's budget. And we always groan about, we don't want to do it. But you know what? You spend an hour doing it or half hour done. And it's so much better.
You know, so true. And I'm glad you hit on the topic. Really, the number one reason for divorce, like you said, is finances and usually lack of or maybe not being on the same page as your spouse. But one big part of that, and I experienced this when I was much younger, and most of us have, is high interest credit cards. The credit card industry, Tony, makes it so doggone easy to get credit cards. When I was in college, I was a sophomore in college and no job, student loan debt, and I had about six offers pre-approved. I mean, that's crazy. So
that's
and nuts. most of those back then were like 18 to 19% interest, but now I'm seeing credit cards that people are bringing me in that are paying 29, 39, even 49%, which I believe is, you know, legalized loan sharking, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's terrible. I mean, that's terrible. Yeah, 30% interest on a credit card is pretty much the standard right now, and that's really not good. So you want to get out of debt, right? That's something that you want to look at the end of a year to tune up your finances, is look at debt and get a plan in place. I mean, debt's a roadblock that's going to keep us from reaching those goals, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I just want to add to, when we're talking on the topic of debt, there's good debt and there's bad debt. I just had a meeting earlier today, or actually it was Friday, with a gentleman, and he has a mortgage and he's locked in on a 30-year fixed, which he did about 5 years ago at 2.875%.
Wow. Fixed.
So that's good debt.
That's good debt.
Most of the time, I do not recommend paying that off. Now, bad debt is high interest credit card debt, auto loans that may be 8, 9, 10%. So take a look at your debt and definitely wipe out the bad debt and consider maybe keeping the good debt. But it's a good idea to consult a financial planner and go through your many different options, because in my life, my experience, Tony, my definition of being debt-free is, yes, I may have $300,000 worth of debt, but if I'm only paying 3%, but I have $300,000 over here in a brokerage account that maybe has averaged 7 or 8% the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah, it makes no sense to pay off a mortgage if you're maybe able to use the bank's money for the house and use your own money to make more interest. If you're making more interest than you would save by paying off a debt, it doesn't make any sense.
You're right. So another thing on the list, which caught my attention, which is so true, is have a healthy amount of savings to pay cash for emergencies. So most of our clients, Tony, I'm recommending to keep, you know, X amount of money. It could be $25,000, could be $50,000 liquid in a checking account, savings account, because emergencies do pop up. Yes, we can resort to credit cards and other means, but there's just something about having liquidity at our age, if you're retired or even younger. You know, one thing I learned many years ago when we were going through a rough period financially, have you ever heard of Murphy's Law?
Oh, yeah. If something can go wrong, it will.
It will. You know what? It always goes wrong when you have no money. Things break down when you have no money in your checking and savings account. But it's amazing. A lot of times, when you do have the reserves, the emergency cash available, less things break down. Murphy's Law doesn't apply as much when you do have the resources.
That's true. That's true. And having that emergency fund built up and having that liquid, if the, you know, furnace breaks down or your car breaks down, that's huge. You don't want to be putting those big surprise charges on a credit card.
No. Unless you have the means to pay those off, you know, another thing on the list, each and every month, absolutely, where you're not paying any money to the credit card company. Right. That's smart. But another thing to really take in consideration, and we've talked about this in past shows, Tony, is as we approach the end of the year, consult your professional advisor that you're working with. If you don't have one, contact us and look at, does it make sense to maybe do some Roth conversions by year end? Because if you don't get them in by December 31st, you will lose out on that opportunity for the tax year 2023.
Yeah. Yeah. And taxes play a part in year end planning and doing that year end tune up. You want to make sure that you look at all your retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs, and look at contributions. Look at that Roth conversion. Maybe now is the time. But it needs to happen before December 31st. So that's really smart. Now, obviously, we've talked about a number of things already that you can do, a year-end tune-up for your finances. But let's give our listeners an opportunity to give you a call. I know that you and your staff there are happy to talk with the listeners. This is what you do. You help folks with their finances. And if they want to set up that no-charge, no obligation consultation, how do they do that, Brad?
Well, thanks, Tony. Very simple. You can pick up the phone, call our office directly, and Monday through Friday, we will pick up the phone. 520-543-8345. Again, that's 520-543-8345. Or feel free to visit our website, financialarmorshow.com. Again, that's financialarmorshow.com. And Tony, just to let the listeners know what to expect. And this is just our policy, our procedures. If you come in and want to visit, of course, there's no cost for that, but here's what to expect. Really, over a cup of coffee, water, soda, we're just going to visit. We're just going to ask you questions. We're going to answer your questions, your concerns you may have. And one promise I'll make you, you'll get a very good education. You will learn more before you walk out of our office than when you came in. And if that's all we do and we shake hands and part ways, I promise you'll be better off. So that's what to expect. There's no selling. There's no recommendations whatsoever on that first visit.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I really appreciate that and how open you are about how that all works. And you've helped so many people. I know you love to hear from our listeners and viewers out there. Now, before the break there, to let our listeners know how to contact you if they have questions or want to set up a financial plan, you mentioned Roths or 401ks. These are things that have to be looked at before the end of the year, right?
Absolutely. If you're looking at maybe doing a Roth conversion from an IRA, you really have to get that done by December 31st, or you will lose out on the calendar year of 2023. Another thing to consider and really look at too is maybe you haven't contributed to your 401k, or maybe you haven't fully funded your Roth IRA or IRA for the year 2023. Of course, some plans will allow you to extend to April 15th of the following year to contribute. Some will not. So make sure you're aware of your company's policies and procedures when it comes to their retirement plan, because most of these retirement plans, Tony, at work offer a match. So if you're not at least contributing to get that free 3%, 5%, 6%, you're crazy.
It's free money.
It's free. Yeah. It's a guaranteed free return, if you will, of what you can get. So,
yeah, and a lot of people think, well, I'm giving a little bit, I get a match, but you want to make sure you're giving and putting enough into your employer sponsored retirement account to get the full match. That's different. You know, you might not be getting the full match. So make sure you are. And if you do want to do a Roth conversion for tax purposes later down the line, you want that tax free income later in life and retirement, you don't make a move like that without working with a financial services professional, right?
That's right. Because one of the risks you're going to run into, if you're not working with a financial service professional and they don't have the resources of CPAs, attorneys, and other strategic partners, you're going to be the one that's going to be ultimately responsible if something's done improperly and you get a letter from the IRS. So make sure you're working with a team. And we take pride in being a local team in the area that you can meet with on a regular basis. And I would say, Tony, as we're talking about making sure you're working with the right team and a local team, most of our clients, most of the people we work with, we're meeting at least 2-3 or more times a year to make sure everything is done properly. Now, of course, we're not tax experts, we're not attorneys, but we have the best of the best to assist us, to assist you on all the steps we take.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know your fiduciaries, financial advisors that look out for the best interest of your clients, make sure that that's what they have. And you work alongside estate planning attorneys for that enhanced planning and estate planning and legacy planning. And you have tax experts or can work alongside CPAs that you've worked with for years that can help your clients if they need help in that area. But you need somebody, a financial advisor who's looking at the big picture, because a lot of times if you take your taxes each year to a tax preparer or a CPA, they're just going to look back at the last year. You want somebody that's also going to look ahead and have the big picture in mind. So you need a financial services professional like yourself on your team. Now, what's another thing at the end of the year we need to be aware of?
You know, this is a really good time also to look at your portfolio. Look at the true risk you're taking. If you don't know the true risk of your portfolio. That's something you need to evaluate, because as we get older, if you're in retirement or approaching retirement, in most cases, you should be minimizing your risk, because right. What happens if we have another 2022, another 2008, and the market decreases 20, 30, 40%? It may take you 8 years to recoup that loss. But also, if you're facing retirement, I'll never forget, had a person I met with in 2007, I guess it was, at the end of 2007. And he was so excited about retiring the following summer of 2008. And we had a wonderful visit, and he never followed up with me. And he procrastinated. And long story short, I ran into him about 2 years later. I said, "Hey, how you doing? You know, sorry, you know, we never did reconnect." He said, "Brad, I am so sorry I didn't come back to you. Here's the reason why. I lost 45% of my life savings.
Oh,
I have to work another 7 years before I can retire." This is very serious topic, which I know we talked about in past, but this is a real thing. And yeah. This is something I just shared in a meeting last week. There's two things I've learned in life. Tony, it's easier to lose your money than mine. And it's a lot easier to spend your money than mine.
Right.
And that's you know true. How we're all trained? It's okay, Tony. It'll rebound. I know you're down $465,325. Hang in there. It'll rebound. Which, to be fair, historically, it has over time. But
if you have
how
the
much
time
do you have?
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. That's the catch. And so as you get closer to retirement, you need to make those adjustments. That has to be part of a plan. That's why you do what you do and have your job, is because people need to know how to properly allocate their assets. So if we have another 2008 or 2022 or 2001, any of those three periods that were so tough, you can't be pulling money out of an account to live on when it's down 20 to 40%. It's going to eat away so much. It does the opposite of that compounding interest. You're just following a law, you know, you're taking out, well, it's down, and that's not good. So investment is true. That's one thing you have to look at, your investments, your portfolios. What's another thing we need to look at before the end of the year?
Another area we've talked about before, which is just as serious as risk, is look at your beneficiaries. Every time we work with a new person, meet with a client during a annual review or quarterly review, here's one thing that we do, Tony. We do an audit review. Why? Because life changes. Things change. We want to make sure that on every account that you have, not only with us, but you may have checking and savings. You may have another brokerage account. You may have a 401k through an employer, life insurance. Here's the biggest nightmare that, you know, we have seen, and I've heard so many stories, you know, there's divorces and the beneficiary was not changed on the life insurance policy. Person dies, the ex-wife ends up getting the money on the life insurance proceeds. Wow. So this is a great time, which now in the world of technology we live in, you can go online and check your accounts directly. Or if you're a client of Cooper Financial, we'll do that for you. And in some cases, we realize maybe something was missed. There was a new account opened in the last year. Maybe you sold your house, bought a new one. That was not included into your, you know, beneficiary changes, including to your trust. We will help and assist you and hold your hand on doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's huge. Obviously, beneficiary designation is important and things change, especially if you've had a major life event, right? Like you mentioned, a marriage, a divorce, a new child. All of these things require you to take another look at everything you've got, right?
Absolutely. And I know as we're approaching, you know, toward the end of the show, I want to talk about several things on the list that revolve around credit scores. And sure. I know that's a topic that, you know, is very controversial with several other financial gurus and talk shows that, you know, you don't have to worry about your credit score. Well, I'm first to tell you that is a lie, because you better have a good credit score, because if you apply for a loan, a house loan, auto loan, even apply for a new job for security clearance, auto insurance, homeowners insurance, the list goes on. You better have a good credit score.
Yep.
Or that could disqualify you from getting the account. Or maybe if you do happen to get the loan, your interest rate may be much higher.
Well, hey, we're out of time for today's show. It just flew by, Brad. Let our listeners know one more time how to get a hold of you.
Yes, you can visit our website at financialarmorshow.com. Again, that's financialarmorshow.com. Or you can call us directly at 520-543-8345. Again, that's 520-543-8345.
All right. Thanks, Brad. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of the Financial Armor Show with our host, Brad Cooper.
Thank you for listening to Financial Armor. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Brad Cooper at Cooper Financial Investments. Call 520-543-8343 or visit them online at cooperfinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Cooper Financial Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services offered through Cooper Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.